Welcome back. It is 5:39 on this, the Friday version, and we're going to jump in to do a little bit of sports. Anything super-duper special, interesting coming up over the weekend that we need to pay attention to?
We got all kinds of tournaments going on. The Pointer men's basketball team begins NCAA Division III tournament play tonight.
Whoop, whoop.
We've got the state tournaments in boys hockey, girls hockey, team wrestling. We've got boys basketball tournaments for high school, girls basketball tournaments for high school. It's that time of year.
And what are we covering? Where are we going to be at, and what are
Team I cover is done, but Chris has a game tonight, girls basketball, D.C. Everest and Wausau West, down at the Everest Fieldhouse at 6:45 on our sister station.
Is this too confusing to explain to people how West and Everest wound up playing each other?
No.
The coaches decide where everyone fits.
There's a seating meeting at the end of the, or near the end of the regular season. The coaches get together and decide who are the best teams, and, you know, on down the line, and they just determine who will play who in the tournament.
Now, sure,
the
so Everest, it's subjective.
Now, the Everest girls are one of the best teams in the area. They've lost only twice all year. Wausau West is usually good, but they have six or seven losses. They've lost a lot this season. But they and DC Everest are rivals. They play each other twice each year. It's a very heated rivalry. And at the seeding meeting, there was a tie, which means the coaches have to re-vote on who goes where.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wausau West coach changed his vote so that he would play his rival, D.C. Everest, in the first round. Voted them one spot lower than they otherwise would be to pick up the matchup that we have tonight.
All right, so this there's a lot riding on the game this evening.
And the Everest girls and their parents are not happy about it. They're supposed to be ranked second, and instead they're ranked third.
It's a tough first round matchup. There's no question.
All right. So obviously, I know the big thing that you guys are going to be very, very concerned about later on in the month. That's right. The F1 series opens up in Australia.
Oh,
we'll
I thought
cover
you were
that.
Talk about March Madness. No, not F1 racing. We're going to talk about college basketball.
Yes, of course. We'll keep on top of that.
And of course, opening day for baseball. You know, opening day for baseball is in a different place this year.
What's that?
LA Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks start the regular season with two games in Sydney, Australia.
That's right. There's a lot of things going on in Australia this month. Very nice. Down under, as they say. Okay. Have you filled out your bracket for March Madness?
We don't have our brackets yet.
Well, you could make your own.
Yeah.
You could just write it all down. Yeah. Okay. So it's worth $1 billion.
Yeah, but it's impossible.
Well, the odds are very, very slim.
No, they're impossible. You'll never pick
slim.
Every game.
It's slim.
Okay.
It's
slim. Yeah. Okay.
It's infinitesimally small.
I think you have a better chance of winning the Powerball.
Oh, by far. Yeah, your chances are much better. As a matter of fact, your chances are better of winning the Powerball, getting struck by lightning, falling into the ocean, and being eaten by a shark, all within a 30-minute time frame, than it is winning the billion-dollar bracket challenge. But
someday someone's going to do this, and they're going to find out that the people can't make good on the payoff that's supposed to come.
Well,
you think these companies really have $1 billion?
Oh, yeah. Well, what they do, they annuitize it.
Isn't it Quicken Loans? Aren't they the sponsor?
It's $1 billion if you take it in an annuity over, 30 years, 40 years, something like that. Or it's $500 million if they pay it out in a lump sum.
Plus it's insured, right? Isn't it like a radio contest that gets insured?
Sometimes.
You think there are a lot of insurance companies that are good for
$1 billion payout? Because it's impossible. They can advertise they want. You could win $1 billion if you pick every game in the bracket. There's no way you're going to pick every game in the bracket.
Lloyd's will probably insure it. They'll insure almost anything. They and the premiums you pay on it are painful.
Most people will be out the first day, and those that aren't out the first day will be out the second day.
But insuring something and having to make good on it are two different things.
That's true. That's true.
Lloyd's of London could insure a lot of things for millions or billions of dollars. Or they insure Marilyn Monroe's legs or whatever, but you don't have to pay off.
They've been in business for, 300 years?
Something like that. They've got a shekel or two put aside for rainy days. All right, but yeah, you mentioned spring training getting started, and gosh, the good old days of spring training, like in the, early 70s, when if you were a New York Yankees player, you and your buddy could announce to the world that you've decided to swap families.
Oh, this is the wife-swapping deal, yes! Fritz Peterson and, let me see, Mike Kekich, I believe, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, the two Yankee pitchers, they swapped wives and families back in the 70s. Yep. One of the, I can't remember which party went on to a successful life. They stayed together and had a happy life. The other ones got divorced shortly thereafter, yeah. I think. But
They swapped wives. The kids, the dog, everybody stayed with the mom. Basically, what switched was the dads, you know, the husbands. They're the ones that switched.
Who do you think was the first to suggest this as a good idea of the group?
These two guys were friends, and they would always go out to dinner with their wives and so forth, and it was made very apparent that one guy was very attracted to the other guy's wife, and the other guy's wife was very attracted to the other guy's husband. I mean, it was basically just the buy-sell agreement, a crossover agreement.
I still don't know how that discussion actually begins.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. Who brings
you know,
it up?
Tom, when we go out to dinner,
brother.
So they tried it. They spent a weekend, and they tried it. They got together the following Sunday. They discussed it, and they said, yeah, this is working out pretty good. So they made the announcement. They swapped.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually
How involved was this swap?
Everybody just changed lives. It's like, oh, look, we got a new daddy. Oh, wait a minute, that's Uncle Fritz. Anyway, so eventually one couple, and it's in here. So
yeah, one of them stayed together, the other one didn't.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well, everybody. Mike and Marilyn.
Mike Kekich.
Right, and the other guy's wife, they split up after a few months, tried to get back with their estranged spouses, but Fritz and Suzanne.
Sorry, this is working out too well for us.
They were like, no, we're digging this. Everybody ended up getting divorced after a while, and these two guys to this day will not talk to each other. It ended up very, very badly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't like each other. They don't talk to each other. But here's why I bring it up. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are in talks. They're writing the script out.
Do the movie version of this.
Yep, they are going to do the movie. So this is why I bring it up, is it's very, very
I'll go see that.
I think
70s baseball with, you know, all of the the morals of the 70s, let's face it, were much different than they are now.
Well, you would know.
I was a little young.
No, you were in your, 20s?
Yeah, but I wasn't that old. But I was a little young for the wife-swapping parties and the swingers parties that were very big back in the 70s.
But you've made up for it now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
just
sure.
A wild man, yeah.
Uh-huh. There are people within my New York Mets organization that I loved growing up. The Mets used to train in Fort Lauderdale, a fairly big city in Florida. And then they moved to Fort St. Lucie, which the players complained was quiet and boring, that there was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And the players used to get into all kinds of trouble, that they would rent houses, and what happened in the houses was, if you were going to write the script to that, it would be an NC-17 kind of thing. So I think the wife-swapping movie also is going to need some...
Well, they'll do it.
Creative editing for the theaters.
Well, and this is what was so funny in the press conference, where they literally announced it at a press conference, and the reporters were just looking at him like, are you punking us? Is this a joke? Are you serious? They said, don't make anything sordid out of this. This isn't wife swapping. This is family swapping. And everybody's like, what difference does it make?
Wife swapping that involves the kids.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow, that's even better. Yay. All right, there it is. That's your sports. When we come
back.
Leave
it to you to find the weirdest sports story of the day.
You are welcome. That's what I'm here for. WSAU, more weirdness coming your way.
Parents, if you got a teenager, applaud. Yeah, that's the usual response this week. Feeble, barely get it out. That's what teens do to you. They just suck the life force right out of you, don't they? I got a 15-year-old boy at home. Let me tell you, there's nowhere in the Bible does it mention how old the devil was when he rejected God's authority. But if I made a guess, 15, that would be my guess. God, what an attitude. Says to me one night, we're eating dinner. He goes, you know, Dad, I just thought of this. I'll be driving in a year. That innocent remark kept me awake for 6 weeks. Isn't that the most frightening thing in the world? It's even more frightening when you're looking out the living room window, you see him on his bicycle, pop a wheelie, and plow right into a mailbox. Oh, quick, honey, get the keys. Let's let him drive today.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.